that I will talk about macroeconomic methodology and sustainability. And well, the background is that I have just finished my manuscript on macroeconomic methodology, but that's mainly from the recent debate on unemployment and employment. Mm-hmm. Of course, with a lot of inspiration from post-Keynesian economics and from Keynes's economics. And there's very little in that literature about sustainability. So, well, my hunch for today is if I can expand the perspective, also to take sustainability into consideration to create, some kind of methodological background for saying something consistent about sustainability. It isn't quite easy, and it is in the middle of the afternoon, and everyone is a bit dozy. And let's see how we proceed. And this is a session on post-Keynesian economics, and I was very much appreciated the two previous presentations, because you were asked for questions from post-Keynesian group, and you are inside the family, so that's great. And for me, post-Keynesian economics, at least from a methodological point of view, is how to handle, how to integrate uncertainty, really. Well, this is what I've been working on for, I think, more than, I dare say, but really, how to handle uncertainty, not just to dismiss it and say uncertainties. Well, of course, we don't know about it, so that we could just leave it aside, so we would only handle what we know about, but really uncertainty, what to do, and let's see how I, I press F5, right, yes, and then I probably here, because, uncertainty could be divided, I think, into micro uncertainty and macro uncertainty. That's something which I have not really thought through, so I would like to hear your response on it. Micro uncertainty is when micro agents make decisions, and there's a lot of uncertainty when any of us make decisions or any firm make decisions, and just to find out what the aggregate outcome of these uncertain individual decisions, that is a macro economic and macro methodological problem which I have dealt with within my book. Macro uncertainty is uncertainty related to the macro system, the system as such, because that's characterized also with quite a lot of things that we don't know. But individuals act without having this, worrying about the macro uncertainty. They have more than enough to do with their micro uncertainty, lack of information and lack of knowledge of the outcome of their activities. So that's one thing, just to find out what we are missing, what we don't know, and how to handle that. The other thing is that, the outcome of my analysis of this micro uncertainty and the methodology is, of course, nothing new, but it's taken directly from Keynes, that effective demand, and, I will be more precise on how to integrate uncertainty into the concept of effective demand. But when we have realized that uncertainty has an impact on effective demand, then we also better understand why effective demand is really the driving economic force in a capitalistic system. It is really effective demand which is making and pressing the system forward. But this effective demand concept is building upon an aggregate outcome of individual activities and individual decisions. And individuals have difficulties to overlook their own position, but even hardly any idea about the macro uncertainty which I just touched upon. So therefore, if we take up the problem of sustainable development, which is something very abstract for the individual, because it is far off into the future, coming generation. That's a part of the concept of sustainable development, and the other part is, well, the physical and natural frame around our activities on this globe, what kind of impact and interrelationship is there between economics and the nature, and from nature to the economic system. And that is beyond the individual capacity. So individual methods and methodological individualism both is not able to capture that perspective due to this macro uncertainty. So therefore, whatever that might, not only might, but is a political issue to take care of sustainable, to understand sustainable development and to take care of that perspective if the politicians want. So that's, well, the starting. And here, well, I've just put it into a figure that the macro uncertainty is related to the frame of nature, which sets a limit to the activity. And then you have the different, social sciences, and macroeconomics is just one of them. And of course, in a consistent social analysis, we have to take the interference between all the social aspect into consideration within the frame of nature. And then I have just been wondering, how could we make a certain structure into this methodological arguments? And I won't go into details into that. That I had to refer to my chapter 2 in the book. But I divided into, well, reality, and I'm very much inspired by critical realism. Reality, well, what we want to know, the analytical level, epistemology, what we can know, and then the third level, the operational level, where policy decisions are made, what are we able to tell with a certain, well, degree of scientific background, tell the politicians so they can make decisions upon. That is, well, not the results from the analytical level. It has to be modified according to our knowledge of uncertainty, our assumptions, which we have imposed on the analytical level. It's a rather long discussion, but being a critical realist, well, I emphasize all the way through that, well, we keep a rather close connection between the analytical level and what we know about reality. And we know rather little about reality. Sometimes I compare it with our knowledge of reality with an iceberg, but the most, well, we know 10%, the tip of the iceberg, which is above the water surface, and a lot of interesting and important matters are below and not directly observable, and therefore contribute to our uncertainty. Sorry to be that brief. Then I have a couple of quotes, part one from Skidelsky and from Keynes, and then my own comment. Keynes' vision, Skidelsky wrote in his, well, second volume, which one can trace back to his use, has to do with the logic of choice, not under scarcity, but under uncertainty. And I agree very much that, well, Keynes is about individual choices under uncertainty and the aggregate effect of that. But, well, it also say not under scarcity, but taking, well, nature, taking the limited environmental issues into consideration, there is a physical scarcity, which in some way the least should take into consideration and probably should be much more respectful to than was necessary in the 30s or or 20s. Hence, macroeconomics. What are the system consequences of individual decision making under uncertainty? And that's what his concept of effective demand, or principle of effective demand, which he developed very forcefully and gave a very important contribution, as we all know, in this room, to understanding the macroeconomic system under uncertainty. And that builds upon firms' uncertain expectations about A, the future demand for goods and services, B, profitability, and C, available credit. And in fact, the importance of available credit to firms has been well emphasized very strongly by the actual crisis. But I should have been much more aware of that at an earlier stage. But these are preconditions for the production being undertaken. And then we should have in the back of our mind that this is mainly a flow analysis. Yeah, we look at the flow and production output as a flow, finance as a flow, profit as a flow through the system, without really taking the limited stocks into consideration. I know that within the post-Keynesian tradition there is a so-called ethnological approach by Will Godley and Marc Lavoie, the consistent stock flow approach, but that's mainly, if not solely, related to financial stocks and has not taken this sustainability aspect into consideration. So this is, well, in some way, rather new. Oh yeah, well, that's unnecessary. I already emphasized that. But sustainability consists of long-term stock-related phenomena. And sustainability is influenced by, as already emphasized, the macro uncertainty that we don't know how the system functions, and especially not when it interacts with environment and exhaustible resources and future generations' wants and desires. So we have to put the analysis of effective demand and environmental impacts, we have to take into consideration the consequences of exhaustible resources become more and more scarce, but we don't know how and when. The only thing, well, you know probably from entropy, is that exhaustible resources become more scarce, especially the carbon-based or fossil-based. The speed and the impact of environmental change is partly unknowable. Contamination and climate disruptions. We don't know. But we know a little bit more today than 5 years ago due to, well, scientific work. So I don't think that it is entirely uncertain or entirely unknowable. But, well, we can only rely on past experiences. And if we have these complex systems or chaotic systems, well, then we know rather little, especially if it is not possible, which is probably is not to formulate it mathematically. And population in the underdeveloped countries is growing, and there are technological potentials or adds to uncertainty. But we have to be respectful to these kinds of macroeconomic uncertainties. So individual firms are largely unaware of these hardly observable and accumulating effects. Hence, they are not a part of production decision based on effective demand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hence, it is a policy prerogative to handle these fundamental macro uncertainties, and we are in search of a relevant methodology for this analysis. And now comes, well, the sub-conclusion. This is why post-Keynesian economics is so exciting. I have a few more slides.
As long as you end on an exciting note.
Yeah. Do we know about these macro uncertainties in the long run? And then I couldn't resist putting up this irony of the mainstream long run analysis, because they say that, well, in the short run there might be some disruptions and some deviations from a stable growth trend. But in the long run, we are back on equilibrium track, and there's no uncertainty devoted to long-run equilibrium within mainstream economics. Sorry for that, but I couldn't resist that. Probably there would be no protest in this room. So it's a free lunch. But post-Keynesians take the reversed stand. The longer the period of analysis, the less we can learn. It's absolutely the reverse. And therefore, well, it's a good thing just to stabilize the development, but then at least that you know that something is not running out of control. And there is a debate about this long-run productivity and sustainable development, and that was put forward already yesterday by our friend from Canterbury, this paper by Keynes on the economic possibilities of our grandchildren, and if productivity is increasing, what should we use it for then? And we could either consume more, or we could take more leisure time. That was the contributions or the suggestions by Keynes, especially to take more leisure time. But that decision, either to consume or to take more leisure time, cannot be made individually in the labour market. And then I have been wondering myself, why not taking also into consideration, if we have this increase in productivity, or should politicians reduce the environmental pressure using, well, this potential just to reduce that, because that would be even more a political decision than an individual one. And then, effective demand has to be guided at the macro level, because if nothing is done, well, about regulating the effective demand, then if the three preconditions are fulfilled, then it will just go on expanding due to these underlying productivity increases, although we don't know the exact size. But why not negotiate a globally production limits? That's what, well, Stefan and I talked about on breakfast the other morning, because if you could put a cap on CO2 emissions, and then the capitalistic system adjusts to that, why not negotiate a cap on production, and then say that capitalistic firms have only a certain maximum, and then they have to fight. Would that kill the incentive to produce? Well, one could say that if there is only allowed a limited production, then it's only the best firms which would survive. But it needs certainty, macro certainty set by the politicians, or reduced macro uncertainty set by the politicians. So let me conclude that the unfortunate thing in the actual situation is that post-Keynesian macroeconomics without environmental issues is like Hamlet without the prince. It hardly makes sense. That all this policy making without taking sustainability into consideration is, well, I have at least a limited time scale. Macro uncertainty becomes increasingly dominant. We have scenarios, but no knowledge. Environmental impact is different from astronomy, so we cannot predict what will come. And let me say that macroeconomics is not astronomy due to uncertainty.
Thank you very much. And I like the Danish Shakespeare reference there. Okay.